The Sportscast, June 27th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. Also, go to our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter, thesportscast1, latest and greatest. Deshaun Watson is suing the Houston Texans for a couple of money, for a couple of bucks to hide his issues with the lawsuits. Today is a special guest. Obviously, we go a lot into like the world of boxing a bit, and we got Sean from the UK. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back on. Glad to be talking about boxing as always, and glad to be talking about your best mate, Jake Paul, fighting Tommy Fury. We're going to be having a great conversation about that. I'm looking forward to talking about that with you. And of course, as you can see, everybody watching, the background of my banner shows Legendary Nights. Well, it only half shows it, but it shows the Legendary Nights series that we do. And of course, Santiago, you brought me on to talk about that also.
Absolutely, Sean. One of my favorite Brits in the world, which we usually talk on WhatsApp, and we talk about British foods as well. And he's surprised that we have to go to special groceries to get some meat pies or something like that. But we'll talk about food a little bit later. Paul versus Fury, the fight that's been dreamed about for at least here in the U.S. to happen. It's going to happen August 6th at the Madison Square Garden. It was canceled last December due to a Fury injury. It was a little mysterious. I don't know, but it's going to happen. Sean, your take on that?
Well, he was injured, weren't he? He wasn't able to fight. People called Tommy Fury a chicken. You know, they said he didn't want this fight. Or maybe he was overlooking Jake Paul a little bit and seeing that Jake Paul seems to be taking his boxing career quite seriously and becoming involved in boxing quite seriously now, that maybe he has overlooked him a little bit and maybe he needed more time for it. Because I've been very vocal about Tommy Fury's boxing career so far. He's more of a reality star than he is a boxer. Unfortunately, his time on the UK show Love Island seems to have been what he's got his notoriety from, as opposed to actually performing in the ring. You know, he hasn't fought anybody yet. He hasn't fought a live opponent as yet. So Jake Paul's a legit line of opponent for him now. Jake Paul, say what you will about him, he clearly seems to be taking this seriously. And I think a statement of intent is the fact that Tommy Fury's now hired a UK-based trainer named Shane McGuigan. So for anyone that doesn't know Shane McGuigan's actually a trainer of many champions and has had many great fighters over his time as a trainer. The fact that, you know, he's gone to him now, to me, is a statement of intent. It means he's taking this fight seriously, Tommy Fury, and he's not overlooking him. So he obviously sees him as a legit threat, because he's the one that's been brought up with boxing. His whole family are from boxers. The lineage of their family are boxers. So for him to go in there against a guy who only until a couple of years ago never put a glove on in his life, for him to potentially get beat off a guy like Jake Paul would be an absolute embarrassment to his family. And it'd be an embarrassment in some regards to the sport of boxing, because this is a guy that's come up through the correct lineage and gone through it the correct way. But yet, you know, here's a guy who's just decided throughout his fame that he wants to get involved in combat sports. And so far, he's backing up his words.
Yes. Tommy Fury is the half brother of the Gypsy King, who is a legendary, maybe one of the greatest boxers of all time. I mean, obviously debatable. Well, one of the greatest. Jake Paul is 5-0, and Fury is 8-0. And their last fight was in Wembley Stadium against Andrzejewicz, which was a weak fight for Tommy, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is the problem I've got with him and his boxing career. Like, he's a nice guy, Tommy. And I've said this on your show before, he's a nice individual. He's nice to talk to away from the cameras. I've met him just before he turned professional. I met him and he was a really nice fella to speak to. But the problem is he's not transitioning this potential that he has in the sport. Having 8 fights and 8 wins against guys that are literally there to be paid and there to survive isn't the way to progress your boxing career. He needs live opponents. He needs people that are going to test him. I think for all the stuff that I've said about Jake Paul being involved in the sport, I wouldn't say he's completely changed my opinion on him, but he's definitely making me think that this guy, he's taking this seriously and that this is a live, legit threat to Tommy Fury. And like I said before, this is a huge, huge banana skin for someone like Tommy Fury.
You think the Gypsy King will be involved with the training?
Sparring, maybe, bit of body sparring, maybe just a bit of motivation, mental attitude, maybe, but not so much now, because I think obviously Tommy's got Shane McGuigan now in his corner. That's only just been reported in the last couple of days. So, like I said, to me, that's a statement of intent. That means he wants a world champion trainer in his corner to ensure that he does not lose his fight. But it's down to what he does in the ring on the night, which is going to matter.
With the Gypsy King Tyson Fury, he said his last fight was against White in Wembley. Do you believe that, or do you think he'll come back around eventually?
Well, we tweeted something out on BTR's account quite recently, and it went pretty semi-viral as far as viral goes in terms of social media. It was quite a good few hundred tweets, likes, loads of comments, because we basically said that he's doing a U-turn on his retirement, which is because he contradicts himself a lot. And I think that's the only criticism I have of Tyson Fury. I love what he's done in the sport. I love what he's doing and what he's trying to do, but he contradicts himself every time he has an interview. One minute he's going to retire, he's never coming back to the ring, that's it, I'm done with boxing. And then in the next breath he's saying, well, if I got £500 million to come back, I would fight. I don't think he's retired. I don't think he's staying retired. I think he's waiting to see who wins between Alexander Usyk and Anthony Joshua on August the 20th in Saudi Arabia, because I think he's looking to see how much people will really pay him to fight again. Because if Usyk wins and beats Joshua, but in a back-to-back defeats for Joshua, Joshua's stock goes down, Usyk rises. Tyson Fury is the man at the top of the division that everyone claims to be the greatest of this era. Naturally, that's the fight you want to see. Naturally, you want to see the fight between the best of the era. Usyk is one of the best of this era. Cruiserweight king, undisputed cruiserweight king, and now has three of the four major titles in the heavyweight division. Surely, naturally, that fight has to happen. We want it to happen. I think everybody wants it to happen. But rather than sitting there and saying you're done with boxing, just openly admit, I want as much money as I can get, because that probably would be my last fight.
He's only 33 years old, Fury. So as Sean was mentioning, in August 22nd, between Usyk and Anthony Johnson will be the fight to look at. We'll see what Fury comes out. Hopefully he does. He's only young, 33, so we'll see what happens in that front. And, of course, with Fury versus Paul, that would be in August 6th. So what's up with, I believe it was the grandfather or the dad of the Furies that are not allowed to come to the States? I forgot his name, but what have you heard about that?
So what's actually happened is Tyson himself has been initially refused entry into the US. That's what major media outlets are reporting. His dad has a previous conviction on his record, and obviously the laws in the US prevent people from other countries coming in if they've got a conviction. I'm not sure what the logistics of that are, and if there's a, you know, if it's like a petty crime or something of that nature, maybe they'll allow it. But I think with John Fury, Tyson's dad, it's not happening with him. But recently, because of the links to Daniel Kinahan, who is obviously on the most wanted list by the FBI, he was recently published, and his links with Tyson Fury and the potential that he's vied for some of the finance of some of Fury's fights, Tyson Fury apparently has been refused entry into the US as well. So make of that what you will, but there's quite a few mainstream media outlets reporting on that.
One thing that Fury demanded from Jake Paul as well was a drug test. And there's been rumors about Jake Paul taking PEDs. You know, drugs obviously runs in sports a lot. But what have you heard about that with Jake Paul?
There's always going to be a rumor flying around about any boxer, about any boxer that gets themselves into that sort of shape. And I think if you've followed Jake Paul for many years and you're a Jake Paul fan and you're watching this, you're going to look at the transformation that he's made to his body and you're going to think, he's been juicing. He's been taking something to get his body into that shape. And naturally, you'll think that. But that isn't always the case. You can't automatically tar everybody with that brush that says that they're going to take PEDs to performance enhance themselves in that sport. Yes, his transformation looks pretty damn good. And, you know, it kind of looks a little bit like potentially he could have been on PEDs. But nobody can really prove it unless you can prove it outright. We can't sit here and say he's on PEDs. I think that's the thing I've always said. People said Manny Pacquiao was on PEDs for years. Manny Pacquiao, an 8-weight world champion, a Hall of Famer. For years and years and years, the debate probably still goes on boxing Twitter now. Manny Pacquiao was a juicer. But yet, we all look at him as an absolute legend because it's somebody who's in the limelight, like Jake Paul. There's people that don't like him for various reasons. I think maybe people are looking for an excuse to sort of ingrain in people's minds in case there is a big upset here.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Tommy Fury has some demands. Jake Paul as well. Madison Square Garden. You can't beat that. Not bad of a 6-hour flight from the UK to get to New York. A classic place, a classic ground or arena for this sport. Legendary Night Season 3. It is a special that Sean put together. We're going to watch this trailer and show you guys what is he cooking up.
Legendary Nights is back for Season 3 on the BTR Boxing Podcast Network. Once in a while, you get a fight which etches itself into the history of the sport. Cassius Clay versus Sonny Liston.
There might be some against that. Might be all, ladies and gentlemen. Get up there, Joe. Get up there.
Mike Tyson versus Frank Bruno.
Bruno and Tyson weren't just significant boxers, but they were cultural icons.
G Tunney versus Jack Dempsey. Many more. Defining moments make or break. Controversy. Greatness. In this series, we give you an in-depth look into some of the greatest nights in the sport of boxing.
Coming April, no, it's coming soon. The Legendary Nights Season 3. Sean, tell us a little bit about this upcoming season.
Yeah, it's Season 3 of what turned out to be a whole new kettle of fish for us. The expression we like to say it started from an idea inspired from the original HBO Legendary Nights series, 2002 and 2003. Massive fan of that when I was growing up, and you know we like to talk about all these legendary fights, legendary tales, and it all started out with about 20 to 30 episodes, which is quite long for a season. But for us, it was just as we go along, we were just churning them out, and we were just like, you know, fight after fight after fight, story after story. And then as our whole network has developed, the way we produce our episodes, the way we put the stories together, the research that now goes into them, previously it was just sort of our memories, our thoughts, a bit of information. Now it's a whole new story and tale behind them all, and we're very proud of the fact that another season is out and people are really looking forward to it because of the way we tell these stories. You know, we consider ourselves to be a storytelling based podcasts with most of our podcasts. They're all different genres of the sport or part of the sport, but they're all telling different tales. Now, season three consists of 10 new episodes, 10 new fights. Some of them fights might not jump out at people as a go-to fight. You know, you look at fights in particular, like there's one tale, the tale of Tony Zale and Rocky Graziano, which is in this season, where they contested three fantastic fights way before our time, maybe even way before our parents' time as well. But these are forgotten fights and forgotten memories from the sport that need to be brought to life again, and stories that need to be brought to life and put out there again. Tony Zale, Rocky Graziano, is a tale of the rough upbringing of one fighter and the guy that was the model citizen in another, who ended up going on a collision course to meet each other on three separate occasions, three separate fights. Now, the footage of some of these fights are available, but it's very limited, very, very limited what you can get access to because of when these fights took place in the late 1940s. So, you know, it's for us, it's about describing the fights and telling the stories and getting all the information together to present you with what was a great story around these fights and these fighters. And this is part and parcel of from the people who were there at the time. So, you know, we take a lot of sources from various historians, various books, various people that were around at the time. And there's a lot of quotes from a lot of different people. But, you know, you can see that the brilliance of the fights, and you can kind of paint that picture in your own mind of what this fight was really like. Couple that together with the footage of the fights, and you're onto a winner. Some of the fights in the season, though, Santiago, some of them are accessible via YouTube. Some of them are very well known. We've got the tale of George Foreman and Michael Mora, when George Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion of the world at the age of 45 in 1994. There's that fantastic tale. There's a tale that's very personal to me, Mike Tyson and Frank Bruno. Two fights which were quite one-sided fights, but the tales that surrounded them were truly amazing for us to learn about and understand what went into these fights and how it all came to fruition and all the struggles that each individual fighter was suffering outside of the ring. Mike Tyson, of course, going to prison for rape at the height of his career, essentially, and then coming out and becoming a different animal. You know, there's lots of great stories in that particular episode. We've got episodes like Bobby Chacon versus Rafael Lamont, Willie Pep versus Sandy Sadler, Oscar De La Hoya versus Felix Trinidad, the fight of the millennium as it was billed. So we've got many fights and many tales like that in the season, which we really hope that everybody enjoys, because we've put so much time and effort into putting this research and these stories together that we hope people do appreciate it.
Can you tell us what do you want to bring out with this season versus season two? I know season two you had a lot of Julio Cesar Chavez versus Taylor, Curry versus Hunnigan. Tell us what makes the season three different from season two that you can differentiate.
I think in this season, there's about 15 new fighters that we haven't covered before in any of our podcasts. So, you know, you've got the likes of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay versus Sonny Liston. That was one of the episodes that we're bringing out in the season as well, the whole story surrounding those two significant fights. But there's people that we've never covered before, like Tony Zale, like Rocky Graziano. We've never really covered Felix Trinidad before. We've never covered Chacon and Limon. You know, there's a lot of fighters we've not covered across our podcast network. And when we bring them into the forefront of people's minds, it gets people this understanding and this picture that actually they want more. And it makes us want more. When we do the research for, say, certain episodes, like Zale and Graziano, for example, I wanted to know more about Graziano. So what we do is we will save it, and we'll save it for a future season or maybe for another podcast, which it sits under. For example, you know, you look at Graziano and his life and his career, it makes for a potential episode for the darker side of boxing because of some of the stories that we've got, which we haven't necessarily included in this genre of podcast because it's not really suitable, but it definitely fits in another series. So no matter what you get with all these fighters, you're going to end up seeing that there are a lot of crossovers and a lot of directing to a lot of stuff that maybe we've already done, because we've covered some of these guys already. Mike Tyson, for example, we've done Tyson and Holyfield in season two, and we've done a career profile on both Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. So you'll see a lot of crossovers there. If you haven't already listened to them, then that's the perfect opportunity to then go, you know what, actually, I might go and listen to that particular episode, and you might actually get enlightened and educated just like we was.
As Sean was saying, there's a lot of fights out there that we don't know footage. You know, a lot of these fights, I don't know what happened 30 years ago, but a lot of these fights were in pay-per-view, were behind closed doors. You had to pay. Mike Tyson versus Bruno. I had no idea. I'm interested to know about that. You know, check it out. Which I'm looking at with this graphic. It's a classic graphic. I didn't know Mike's nickname was Iron, and Frank Bruno, I had no idea who he was. Tell us a little bit about a little preview with this fight, by the way.
Oh, well, easy preview for this one. Anyone that's followed Tyson's career will probably know at this point in time that Mike Tyson was, and what we're trying to paint the picture of here is how Mike Tyson's career went from being the baddest man on the planet, from being Iron Mike Tyson, to becoming a guy completely on the decline. You know, you get to know a lot more about his personal life, the effects of losing Custy Amato before he becomes world champion, the effects of him being involved with Robin Givens and her mother, Ruth Roper, and how all that had a massive decline on him, the loss of Jim Jacobs as well. He lost Jim Jacobs after he lost Cus, and then Don King gets involved. So the stories, of course, surrounding all this happening as well. But across the pond in the UK, you've got Frank Bruno, who career never could have took off because he had an issue with his eye and his retina, which actually would come to plague him later on in his boxing career. And he goes through the ranks and he goes for a world title shot. He loses his first attempt in a world title shot. Then he puts himself into position to fight Tyson. They do fight the first time, but then they have a second fight in 1996. But it's the whole intertwining road which leads these two onto the collision course. That is the main talking point. And I think what we're trying to do is paint a picture of how these fights came together. And not necessarily this particular tale is the greatest of fights. It isn't. It's quite one-sided, in fact. For anybody that knows these fights will know, you know, for about a round it was competitive, and then from there on out, Tyson's your man. But it's everything that surrounds it, everything that leads up to it, everything in the aftermath of it, that I think is what we've tried to paint a picture of, which tells a completely different tale from what you already know.
Yeah, and, you know, people remember Tyson versus Holyfield or Tyson Ray versus Sugar Ray Lewis, you know, fights like that. But Bruno, no one talks about it, you know. Of course, if you're in Sean's world, maybe a little bit more. Johnston, tell us a little bit about him, his role with this series.
Johnston, you know, if he was available, he'd be here on the show. He's got a hectic schedule, hectic life, just like myself. But, you know, Johnston, I'll give him a big props, really, because he probably doesn't get the credit from everybody that he deserves, solely because it's me that does a lot of the shows and it's me that does a lot of the stuff like this. But Johnston, he does so much work in the background to help put these shows together. He goes out, he gets all the research, he goes for all the newspaper articles online, and he gets all the quotes and he puts everything together. He helps weave the story together, and we work together as a team to produce these episodes. And, you know, he's an integral part of what we do here at the BTR Boxing Podcast Network. And to be honest, you know, we absolutely love doing what we do together, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to continue this for many years to come, because there are definitely many, many more fights, many more fighters, and many more dark stories out there that we think need to be covered. So I think you've probably got us for another few years yet, guys.
I believe so. Every time I talk with Sean, his audience is growing, his exposure is growing, distribution is growing, and whatnot. Heights season 3. Sean, tell us, what is the best way for people to listen to the series, and what date it will come out?
So best way to listen to it is on any available podcasting app. So if you're UK based, the stereotypical ones are Apple, Spotify, and Google. If they're in the US, I know you've got a lot more podcasting apps. You can pretty much find us on any podcasting app. If you type in Legendary Nights Podcast, you will pretty much find us. If you type us in on Google, Legendary Nights Podcast, we are the first search result that comes up, so you'll be able to find us there. You can find the Legendary Nights Podcast social media on Twitter at Legend Night Pod. That is the predominant podcast feed for on there. We put all the episodes out there, all the historical stuff on there. But anybody who's been following us for a while knows the main feed's at BTR Boxing Podcast Network. That's why I tell you guys to go. In fact, we're actually dropping an introductory episode to season three very, very shortly. As soon as this show is done, there will be a new episode out introducing people to season three. So get on it, listen to it. We've got, I think it's about 15, 20 minutes long, just of our initial thoughts, a bit more in-depth detail into some of the fights, and a full list of all the episodes.
BTR, Boxing, Friends of the Sportscast, and things like that. Check it out. And yeah, subscribe, like it. I've been listening to a few episodes. It gets me motivated. You know, boxing, is it different from what it was back then? You can determine that. It's up to the audience, of course. Upcoming boxing matches you'll be aware of in the next upcoming months. I know you mentioned Paul and Fury and Ulisic fight, but any other fights that we should be aware of in like the next upcoming months?
I think the biggest fights for anybody that is just tuning in for the major fights, I think Jake Paul, Tommy Fury, obviously, August the 6th, that's gonna entice people to want to see whether or not the YouTuber can knock out the boxer. Obviously, Alexander Usyk versus Anthony Joshua, August the 20th in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Can he reclaim his titles that he lost to Usyk? Many people don't believe he can. Many people think Alexander Usyk has his number. So they're the two major fights to tune into. There are some fights obviously coming up over the course of the next few weeks, but you know, we'll be doing, I'm going to use this opportunity to plug, we do big fight previews and reviews every week. So, you know, if you want to hear more about some of the smaller scale fights, but that actually you might want to tune into, you can go and check out the BTR feed, because we put episodes out every single week about some of the fights that we consider to be big fights. They might not be so big, but they're big enough to cover.
Have you heard of the Watkins versus Martel fight in the UK?
Yes, I certainly have. What do you think about it?
I have no idea. I just looked it up, like upcoming boxing matches. So I just wanted to see your take. Is that a big one, or is that like a small one that maybe just you will see it?
it's more of a smaller scale fight. It's, for me, what we consider to be a big fight is a fight that's probably headlining a decent card. Like this past weekend, we've just seen Jesse Rodriguez beat Surat Rungvisai, who has been an absolute servant to this sport. And Rodriguez, at the age of 22, upset the apple cart when he became WBC champion last year. And now, all of a sudden, he's put himself on the map even more by beating an absolute legend of the sport. He solidified his place in boxing. He's shown people that he actually isn't just a one-trick pony or a fluke at 22. He's actually the real deal. So, you know, there's fights like that have just happened that we're actually covering off tomorrow for our review show of that weekend. But there is many, many other potential fights coming up in the future as well. Fights like Joe Joyce, he's fighting this weekend. We've got Kubrat Pulev and Derek Chisora coming up on July the 9th. It's not really a fight that appeals to us personally, but it's a heavyweight fight. It's Derek Chisora. He loves to have a good scrap. That's another fight that you might want to tune into as well. So there is plenty of stuff coming up. There's a little bit of a lull at the start of August, barring the Jake Paul and Tommy Fury fight. A couple of weeks where there isn't much on. But then obviously we get the big one in Jeddah on August the 20th.
Sean, we'll need to see more data from Jake Paul if he's a legit boxer. Tommy Fury, I think, is a legit opponent for Jake Paul. You know, so we'll see what happens. I'm quite curious with the drug test. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, predictions, early prediction, because we'll probably have you on before the fight. Paul or Fury, who you got?
Oh, wow. This is hard. Do I go with the legit boxer who's got the legit skills against a guy who's not really been training all his life for this sport? Or do I go against a guy who has actually proven a lot of people wrong so far that he could potentially be maybe what would be classed as an average boxer? It's really hard, this. It's really hard because my head says that Tommy Fury wins and he outboxes him and he gives him a lesson. You know, my head says that, but in my heart, I've got this feeling that maybe Jake Paul, if he lands on Tommy Fury, if he gets to him, if he doesn't get schooled and actually hangs in there and does well, if he lands on Tommy Fury, I'd be really interested to see what happens, because I think it looks pretty evident that he can bang. But we're not going to know that until he's in there with a proper opponent. We've not really seen Tommy Fury be hurt. We've not really seen him have his feathers ruffled. And with somebody that's there to genuinely win the fight, we could be in for a shocking night.
It should be a big night. You're going to probably tune in on BT Sport in England. We'll have it on pay-per-view. Probably going to be on a The Zone probably type of network. Actually, it's going to be on Showtime. So it'll be pay-per-view and United Kingdom BT Sports box office. So that should be pretty exciting. August 6th at the Madison Square Garden. Random question of the day that Sean loves to answer these. What goes best with onions? The options are eggs, pizza, sandwiches, or other.
Ooh, that's a hard one. Pizza, but if I'm going to say other, I'm going to say hot dog.
There you go. That's a fair one. A person from our Twitter said liver. Liver and onions.
Liver and onions. Yeah, liver and onions is a thing as well. Yeah. It's not for me personally. I'm not saying I wouldn't try it, but just the thought of it doesn't really appeal to me. But hot dog and onions, in a pizza, yeah, absolutely. Onions in a salad. It depends on how you like your onions. I prefer onions fried.
Onions fried. I like onions in a burger. In a cheeseburger.
Yeah, onions in a burger. Yeah. That's a good shout as well.
Anyways, pizza and sandwiches are tied at 50%. Other at 1% with the guy that said liver, eggs. No one yet. I like onions and eggs as well with cheese. Make a nice little omelet. But anyways, I'm making myself hungry. It's what, 6 o'clock over there in England right now, I think? Yeah. So anyways, Sean, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Paul versus Fury fight?
Yeah, of course. You can go on my Twitter at Sean BTR Boxing. That's my Twitter account. You can find me on Facebook as well at Sean Bastow, BASTOW. If you want to chat to me on there, I use that solely for, used to use it for posting absolute rubbish. Now I actually use it solely for boxing and promotion of our podcasts. You can find me on there, or you can find me on any of the BTR pages, the Darker Side of Boxing, Career Profiles, Legendary Nights, and of course, BTR Boxing Podcast.
And you can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or the sportscast.net. And of course, we'll be catching up on the Deshaun Watson series this week. A lot of things are heated up. And of course, a lot of the sports are kind of going to break right now, except baseball. But in the UK is also a little bit of a break, I believe, right? It's just maybe some boxing matches here and there. But we'll definitely keep you guys covered. And once again, we're going to see another UK versus US fight, Paul versus Fury. So that should be a good one. Anyways, this is the Sportscast. Sean, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for everybody watching and listening. I'll see you next time I'm on.
And this was your update.